best don't let a good thing die. When honey, you know I have never lied to you. Baby.
nightline. I said move over once, move over twice. Come on baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. I begged her not to go and I begged her on my bended knee.
Yes I did.
You're only fooling around, you're only fooling around with me. I said move over once, move over twice. Come on baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909. Pick up my bags, run to the station. Rail man says you got the wrong location. Pick up the bag, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. I'm traveling on that line. I said move over once, move over twice. Come on baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on the one after 909.
I found my home. I made a calendar that wasn't there.
find whether it was the 1st of December or not. Armed control poser, in pity and envy, dragged from the streets. I quite very, very much enjoyed his jovial lies.
say goodbye.
You ruined my day, you ruined my night, you ruined my day.
songs that ring I finally recognize. I only know hell is getting harder, the devil's getting smarter all the time. And it would be nice to walk upon the water, to talk again to angels on my side.
It would be Back the wolf to the ground. looked late 30s, maybe mid 30s. Tall, maybe 6 feet. I saw him in the Guatemalan clothing place. He was thin and hungry. They sold jewelry there too. I noticed some bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. I think the woman behind the counter looked like she was Indian, not American Indian, Indian Indian. She had a weird smile on her face as I walked in. I was looking at the bracelets. He said he was looking for work. He said, I applied for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher over at the hotel. I'll find out tomorrow. But if they don't, there's 6 other places looking for dishwashers. She's smiling at him, and I'm realizing now, hours later, she didn't know him. He says, see ya, and leaves, and I'm still looking at stuff. She looks real nervous. She's not Indian, too light-skinned. Maybe, I don't know, but she didn't speak English very well. So he says, see ya, and I'm looking at stuff, and I'm realizing now, hours later, she didn't know him. She was just going along with him, and he obviously wasn't a customer either, because he said he was looking for work. He applied for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, dishwasher. They don't make a lot of money. Something was going on. He was desperate. Maybe he went in there to try to sell something, but no, I think he was trying to distract her so he could maybe take something. Desperate. I mean, he obviously wasn't a customer, but I didn't figure it out till later after the movie. I'm walking back and I'm playing the movie back in my head, and I'm playing the scene back in my head in the store. He looked late 30s, maybe mid 30s, maybe 6 feet in the Guatemalan clothing place. They sold bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. The woman behind the counter looked light skinned. She didn't speak English very well. I should have done something. I should have realized. I should have paid attention. I should have been awake. I told her he was looking for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher. I didn't really get a good look at him. Looked like a dishwasher. I believed him, but now I think he was lying. I think he took something. She seemed real nervous. I should have done something. I didn't know. I wish I had done something. I didn't know. Is she all right? Do you think he... Did she identify him? If she's dead now, how did you get my name? I don't know any dishwashers. No, I never was in Vietnam. She definitely wasn't Vietnamese. Is she dead? Do you think he... He looked late 30s. I think he stole something. He looked late 30s, maybe mid 30s, tall, maybe 6 feet. I saw him in the Guatemalan clothing place. He was thin and hungry. They sold jewelry there too. I noticed some bracelets with Sanskrit writing on them. I think the woman behind the counter looked like she was Indian, not American Indian, Indian Indian. She had a weird smile on her face as I walked in. I was looking at the bracelets. He said he was looking for work. He said, I applied for work as a dishwasher, as a dishwasher.
Play some magic on my guitar. Do you wanna be a poet? Do you wanna be my string? You could be anything. Do you wanna be the lover of another? Undercover, you could even be the man on the moon. Do you wanna be the singer? Do you you wanna be the song. Let me tell you something, you just couldn't be more wrong. You see, I really have to tell you, when you're buried in disguise by the dark glass on your eyes, though your flesh has crystallized, still you turn me on. You turn me on. Turn me on. Do you wanna be the pillow where I lay my head? Do you wanna be the feathers lying in my bed? Do you wanna be a color cover magazine? Create a scene. Every day a little sadder, a little madder. Someone get me a ladder. Do you wanna be the player? Do you wanna be the string? Let me tell you something, it just don't mean a thing. You see, I really have to tell you that it all gets so intense from my experience. It just doesn't seem to make sense, but still you turn me on. Yeah. You turn me on. Yeah. You turn me on.
Yeah. There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Freeform Radio. Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Scientists and the bloody childish reading habits. Scientists.